like way back. I mean, what are your earliest rock and roll memories? Of course, you grew up in a rock and roll household. I mean, what are like your earliest memories, and what can you think of like when you first started playing music?
Yeah, I think one of my earliest memories would be playing drums to the members of Bad Company at the house.
Really?
When I was about 10. We were having a party at home, and I'd already gone to bed, and Dad woke me up at 1 in the morning, and he put on the jukebox Rock and Roll Fantasy by Bad Company. And they were all in the entertainment room, and my drum kit was set up in the corner, and I came down in my gym jams and just played Rock and Roll Fantasy by them. And I remember Paul, I just turned to Simon Kirk, who was the drummer, and Paul turned to him and just said, "You're fired."
And how old were you at the time?
I think if Desolation Angels came out, I think in 78,
uh-huh.
Might be, if it was 70, yeah, 70, 77, so 10 or 11.
Okay. Yeah, I spoke to
it. That was weird to me, because later on in life I ended up working with Paul Rodgers, you know, for real, on an album, and also touring with him. So that was, to me, I've had, you know, the greatest pleasure to work with some of the greatest artists. You know, on the Paul Rodgers album, I got to play with a lot of my heroes, Jeff Beck, Dave Gilmour, Brian May, Neil Sean, Trevor Rabin, Slash, Buddy Guy, you know, Brian Setzer. Just a great thing to say, you know, Pino Palladino on bass. Just, that was one album. So I've got to work with these great classic rock artists, and it just suits my style.
And who's the most fun out of all those? I mean, that's a incredible list of people that you've gotten to like work with. I mean, who's like the most fun, who like stands out as maybe some of your best recording or like performance experiences with?
I loved working with Paul, I must say, because we got to do all the old classic Three songs,
right,
Bad Company songs, as well as the stuff I'd worked on. I got to play Woodstock with him and Slash, and as an all-star band, Neil Sean Slash, the original free bass player. That was a lot of fun. That was the second Woodstock. We did that, and that was a lot of fun. As I say, I got to play with Reeves Cabral, the guy who was in Tin Machine and played with David Bowie. That was on one of the tours. So I can't be, you know, Jimmy Page was, working with Jimmy was a great fun, but I think one of my ultimate great feelings of just that uncontrollable, didn't know how to react or really what, couldn't really take it in, was when I played with Zeppelin at the Atlantic 40th,
yeah,
which was in 1988, and that was when they announced it as Led Zeppelin. I remember all my knees on myself and literally going, "Oh my God, I can't believe they just said that." And Jimmy looks at me, and this, like, the curtain was going up, and he goes, "Well, come on, count it in.
Uh-huh.
You know, from now on, you know what you got to do." And I just remember it just went into, you know, just the automatic button, and I just played it. But it was, I still look back now and go, how did I pull it off? I have no idea.